Meanwhile, in eastern Washington, the state Republican convention is underway. David Hyde has a story from Pasco.
The daily dress code for Republicans inside the Trask Convention Center is business casual. But outside, anything goes. Katya Delavar is originally from Iran. She rode out from Vancouver, Washington, on a purple and black American-made Victory motorcycle. Her helmet is covered with purple butterflies and a long purple braid of fake hair flying out the back.
I ride a motorcycle. I've been riding since 2012. In Iran, they said a woman should never be on a bike. And when I hit 30, I bought my first bike, and I've been riding since, and I really, really enjoy it.
What kind of a Republican is she?
I am a liberty-minded constitutional Republican. I feel it's very important to go back to the founders' thoughts on the Constitution and to limit the scope of government.
I head over to the RV area where Len Lindsley has a red, white, and blue Republican elephant spinning in the wind.
I'm just a devout conservative Republican, and I make every meeting I can make. I just love the party and not totally in love with it this year.
But it's not the candidate. He tells me he's satisfied with Donald Trump.
Pray that everything comes together and we have unity in the party and that he makes it.
There's more than a little anxiety this year in Pasco about that unity. Karen Bowerman puts it this way.
This is a really crazy, crazy year, isn't it?
And like many of the people in the RV lot, the Bowermans brought a little dog with them, too.
She is the highlight of our life. This is Dolly.
Who do you think she's voting for?
Oh, she votes for her mom. She votes for me. I'm the one who gives her the food and water, right?
Art Swanick farms southwest of Spokane.
In some ways, I've liked how Donald Trump's brought a new revitalization to the idea that you can say your point of view, and because somebody, not knocking you, but the media will come out and just hack it, and people often just give up right then. He doesn't give up. He fights.
A few minutes from the convention center is Columbia Basin College. Ida Farias is there studying with a friend, and she and all the students I spoke with had no idea that the Republicans were even in town. But she says Donald Trump is not right for her community in Pasco, where his criticism of immigrants is not exactly popular.
I don't get any financial aid. I have to pay for my own. I work, and I'm Mexican. I mean, I wasn't born in Mexico, but I'm still Mexican. I have to work, and I have to pay, and I'm doing school. So we're doing stuff. And that's what offends us, because Tri-Cities, like, everybody's working. Everybody's working here in the Tri-Cities, so I don't know what he's talking about.
In Pasco, Washington, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.